gift, just put retirement on an envelope and put that in there. We'll know what it is. I can't get it around Miss Rosie. She is part of it. I can't get it around her, but I'm trying not to let preacher know what we're doing. So if you could do that, that'd be great. Just put it in the offering. If you want to see one of the deacons, that's fine. Do not bring the money to me. I do not want the money. You either put it in the plate or give it to one of the deacons. I don't want it. So make sure that you do that, okay? 2 Kings chapter 3. We are going to delve into a subject that will probably not be very fun. But I promise you, if you'll stay with me, if you'll stay with me, I can help you. The Bible can help you, but you've got to stay with me. We're going to delve into a subject that deals with music. And it's going to be a while. We're not going to run through this right like a racehorse. I can just go ahead and preach on it all day long and just stop right there. But folks, I'm going to tell you right now, music is very, very, very important in the Christian life. By the way, music is unbelievably effective in everybody's life. It's effective in many different ways. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to take a step in the right direction towards the Lord, one of the most difficult steps in the whole wide world to take is the step of music. It's the most difficult in the whole wide world to take because we're inundated over the airwaves, we're inundated over our lives. Everywhere you go today is the music playing that we probably ought not hear, but we certainly have heard. And if you go through your life like I did and had a life where I had every kind of music you could ever imagine, rock and roll to everything in the whole wide world, I know that I had the hardest time giving that up. And I can prove to you through the scripture that music does have an effect. I want you to look at 2 Kings chapter 3, and I want to just give you a little bit of a foundation on this. Elisha has been dealing with a nasty king. This king's name was Jehoram. This king did so many things. By the way, this isn't the first time we'd spent a lot of time on kings of Israel. Now, Israel never did have a good one, not one time. Judah had a few, but not many. It's amazing that you put man in the place of God and they don't do a very good job, amen? Now, you put man with God and let God direct the man does a great job because God's directing the job that the man does. But if you get a man in place of God and the man decides, I'm going to do it, I don't need God's permission, well, then you're going to get a bad job. I don't care who you are. Now, if you look at this, Elisha's dealing with this, and Elisha was an ornery prophet. He told it like it was, God bless him. I don't like mealy-mouthed preachers. I don't like preachers that try to soft soap. I don't like it. I know Bethel Baptist Church isn't for everybody, but it is for somebody, okay? And I'm going to tell you, I don't like the holding back. I don't like the, well, bless God, this is the way. I want you to grow slow, but I want you to grow. Amen. Now, if you look at 2 Kings chapter 3, we're going to start out in verse 14, and I want you, the title of these lessons is going to be Bring Me a Minstrel. Now, a minstrel was a musician. A minstrel was a person that was a servant to the king or a servant to an authority that brought music. They were talented in the ways of music. And if you look at 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 14, Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the present of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. Now listen, Jehoshaphat was teaming up with Jehoram to go into battle. This team up, the only reason Elisha shows up is because Jehoshaphat is getting involved. Now Jehoshaphat gets involved, and this is what he said. Were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. He's telling this to the king. He says, King, if it were not for this king over here, I wouldn't even show up. I wouldn't look at you. I wouldn't want to be part of you because of all the evil that you're doing. Now there's a little message here, and I'm just going to give you one statement. I would to God we'd stop running with that crowd in our lives. Elisha is saying something here. Listen, if it were, listen, I wouldn't show up if it wasn't for this man right here, because I don't want anything to do with you. There's a lot of evil folks in this world that you ought not be hanging around with. You ought not to be friends with. You ought not to be thinking about them. I'm going to tell you right now, you got a lot of good people in this room that you can be hanging around with. You don't need to hang around with those people that wouldn't do what God wants them to do. You are who you run with. I don't care who you are. Praise God. But then he says this, but now bring me a minstrel. He's so mad and so upset and so in the flesh, he says, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Elisha, for a moment in time right here, and by the way, it happens to every single preacher. I don't care what they tell you. It happens to everybody. He got in the flesh. He got in the flesh so much that he knew that he wasn't going to be able to make the right decisions. Now let me help you out. You are not going to be able to make the right decisions if you are in the flesh. And by the way, you don't have to be angry to be in the flesh. There's a lot of different facets of the flesh. There's a lot of different... You could just be disgusted and be in the flesh. You could be irritated and be in the flesh. You could be happy and be in the flesh. This time, this prophet, this man, by the way, boy, I tell you, this happens an awful lot. I love good music. I love good music, and I'm going to tell you, I've loved music my whole life. I've loved to sing. I can't play it. Well, I wish I could play an instrument, but I can't play an instrument. But I've loved music. I've loved to hear it. And by the way, I've loved bad music. I've loved horrible music. I've loved evil music. And I love godly music more than I ever loved any of that. And when I tell you I loved it, I loved it. I loved singing it. I loved listening to it. I loved dancing to it. Praise God, that was a wrong time of my life. Now, this is not a subject that's going to go over well, because I believe all of us have to deal with it. As Christians, we have to deal with it. This is part of our lives. And let me explain something to you. If I would give you a lyric or two from music in your past, you would remember what that was. Every time. You walk into a store and hear a music, I'm telling you, I've done it myself, walk into a music, and a lyric comes, Shake It Up Baby. You know Twist and Shout is the next thing. You know it. But why? Because it's been part of your life. An old Elvis tune comes, you can't help but tap your toe. Music has an effect on your life. Why do I bring that up? Because the vast majority of arguments that I hear about your music is music doesn't change me. The vast majority of arguments that I hear have to do with music doesn't affect me like it does you, preacher. Let me help you out. Music affects everybody. There's not one person in the whole wide world, anybody in the whole wide world, music doesn't affect. Do you know how I know that? Look at how popular it is. You've got absolute multimillionaires out there that can't sing a lick, but because they're in music and it's affecting people, that's how they're making their living. We're living in a society today that's almost driven by the air. Think about this for a moment. Just stay with me, please. The society today is driven by the air. What do you mean? The prince of the power of. Everything we do, I mean, everything's wireless today. You're hardly hooked up to anything ever. Everything has to do with music. Everything has to do with internet. Everything has to. The devil is in control. And what's sad is we as Christians buy in. We as Christians make it such part of our life. And I'm just going to stick on music for a while, because I'm afraid that we have a part in our life where we must add the world into what we listen to have fun. Or we must add the world into what, oh, Brother David, it's not so bad. It's not so good either. And as we live our lives and I got to believe that if I ask the question, have everybody raised their hand, would you like to be a better Christian? If you would like to be a better Christian, there's things that you have to do in your life to get closer to Christ. You have to. If you don't want to get closer to Him, then hey, by all means. But if you want to get closer to God, you want to have a relationship to Him, Elisha says, bring me a minstrel. He didn't bring him a minstrel to have AC/DC played. He didn't say, bring me a minstrel so he could listen to Conway Twitty. Oh, boy. I'm going to tell you right now, he brought a minstrel that played him something godly. You want to know why I know that? Look at what the Bible says. If you look at what the Bible, let's take Scripture, not me. I'm not being ornery here. I'm just, let me give you what Scripture. I'm trying to prove to you that music affects you. Music affects you. You hear somebody sing a good song up here, boy, I tell you, it sets the service right up. It gets you ready for preaching. It gets you out of your flesh. It gets you into your spirit. Praise God. Look at what this says. Boy, this is not going to go over well. I feel it coming. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Elisha to this point was in the flesh. Now this point came and God told him what to do. The music in your life can affect you in a way that listen to me. It does not tell you what to do for God. It gets you into a place where you can hear what God can tell you to do. Don't act like music is what you need instead of preaching. That's not true. Music gets you in a position where you can hear preaching. It affects you. It affects your life. It affects the direction you're going. It affects what's going on. By the way, you may think that it's a good effect. You may think that it's all right when you're in your flesh and you feel music makes you feel good, preacher. Music makes me feel good. Well, sometimes good feelings aren't what you need. Sometimes you need spiritual in you and not the feeling of the world. Let me tell you something. I used to work out with a bunch of guys when I was younger. You know what's amazing to me? You know what gave us that drive to put that weight up in the air? It was rock and roll music. You'd put it on, have that stuff grinding in the background. It affected you. It made it so you could do something harder and do something with more strength than it got inside of you. You look at these kids. I've been to the rock concerts, by the way. Not proud of that. But I've been to them. Look at those morons. I was one of them. I was one of them. I was there. It doesn't affect me, preacher. That's a teenager's argument of the world. Oh, Justin B. Queer doesn't affect me. Justin B. Queer does affect you. That's a little punk. I'm going to tell you right now, you get onto one of those rock concerts and you go like this. That's the first thing they do is start wet like they got water in their ear or something. You see them in their cars banging on their steering wheel. I'd love to God if their airbag would come out while they was doing that. It affects your life. It affects your life. It really affects your life. Start listening to country music for a while. Oh, preacher, don't get on country music. I'm going to get on country music because just because the word God is in a country song does not make it a godly song. You've got these people in your life. You listen to these words. You listen. That'll make you depressed just hearing it. Ain't no wonder you got Prozac. You got Conway Twitty singing about a tear in your beer because they're riding with a queer. I don't know what's going on in our lives, but music does affect you. It does affect you. It does affect you. It does affect you. Why won't we have drums up here? Why won't we have guitars up here? I don't want the world in my music. I don't want the world in godly music. Don't you tell me it's... Listen, you hear my little daughter singing with her little voice. It's the only time her voice sounds sweet. You listen to that little girl singing. Don't tell me God's not in that music. Don't you tell me that. Don't you tell me when Mrs. Black sings her songs, that beauty that comes out of her voice. Don't you tell me she can't sing. My wife gets up, or Miss Lonnie and all the special singers. Don't you tell me God's not in that. It gets me ready to hear preaching. It gets me ready to hear what God has to say. And Elisha says, bring me a minstrel. The minstrel comes and he plays. He plays on that beautiful harp. By the way, he didn't play a rock and roll song. He didn't play something that the Bee Gees wrote. He went ahead and played something that God had for him. And God played that music. And got Elisha into a position where he could make a decision for the nation of Israel. Why would it be horrible for a preacher to listen to rock and roll music? Because you're listening to rock and roll music, don't tell me you're listening to God too. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Why do we have to have beautiful songs? Why do we have to have the old congregationals? You're never going to see a bouncing ball across the screen as long as I'm here. You're going to look in the book. By the way, it's getting harder for me to see too. I'm getting right with you. I'm almost having to bring glasses now just to read up there. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to always have the books. You're going to look at the words. You're going to see what they say. You're going to realize that this is what we need in this church. This is what we have to have. Why? Because we don't want the flesh in here. We don't want the devil in here. We want good music and solid music. We want what God wants. And we're not going to be ready and prepared for what God has for us if we're not going to be prepared by the right music. We're not going in the direction of the Bridge Church. We're not going in the direction of Akron Baptist Temple. We're not doing it. We're going to stay right here. I'll never forget touring Akron Baptist Temple. Never forget it. That beautiful, just gigantic church. Dallas Billington, with the Lord, brought that church to such prominence. We walked through those hallowed hallways and saw a picture of Brother Billington. Very stately looking fella. Then the next man, I believe it was his son, I believe it was another Billington, Dallas again, stately looking man, comes down the line to the grandson. He's in a turtleneck shirt with a sweater, long hair. This is the next pastor. We walked a little further down the hallways. We get to the platform area. It had turned more into a stage than a platform. This is not a stage. I'm ornery about that. This is a platform. This is a platform, and in front of it's an altar. It's not the place where you get close to the speaker so you have your ear blown out by the music. We walked up onto the platform. There were 3 drum sets. How much drum can you need? 3 drum sets. 6 or 8 guitars. Why? Because they had a contemporary service. Worldly service, what it is. Contemporary, it's worldly. Worldly service to attract the teenagers. To attract the young people. Don't tell me that music's not effective. The building's filled with them. Well, preacher, maybe we ought to go in that direction to fill our pews. No. I'll go ahead and preach to 4 people. My family. Before I'd allow that kind of garbage up on this platform. Well, what's wrong with a guitar? Praise them with cymbal. Praise them with Timberland dance, preacher. Praise them. Let me tell you something. You've never seen that kind of dance. You've never done that kind of dance. And don't tell me you've ever done that kind of dance. Listen to me. If my wife and I are alone and we decide to dance a little bit, that's fine. But I'm not going to do it out in public when everybody's going to see me. By the way, just not good enough at it for that matter. But music affects your life. What I'm trying to prove to you right now, music affects your life. Let me ask you a question. How easy do you find it to memorize Scripture? How easy? See, some folks have a real hard time memorizing Scripture. They really do. It's difficult. Doesn't come to them right away. It's amazing to me. The beautiful. Don't ever think about changing your Bible's language, because what the Lord did for us in the English language, He gave it to us in a poetic Elizabethan English. It's beautiful. It really is. If you look at it and study it, the language is beautiful. You don't ever want to change that. God had it just right. It's beautiful. It's amazing to me how easily how hard we have to memorize Scripture. But it's amazing to me that music affects you. So I'm trying to tell you. It's amazing to me how easy we can memorize song lyrics. Why do you think the devil is so interested in putting out so much garbage for music? Why? Because he knows that garbage gets in your memory, gets in your thought. I bet you some of you right now are still doing the lyrics to Twist and Shout just because I mentioned the title. You know why? It affects you. It's amazing. I've been removed from that kind of music now for over 20 years. I still can recite the lyrics. And they're evil, wicked lyrics. And don't you tell me that those lyrics are just fine. You're mature enough as a Christian that it doesn't affect you. Well, if it doesn't affect you and it's no big deal, then why are you fighting so hard? I'll amen myself. Amen, preacher. I asked teenagers that when I used to do the youth, and I was amazed with their answers. You know, if it doesn't bother you and it makes no difference to you, then why don't you just hand it over to me? Well, you don't know how much money I spent. So it's money that can buy you. See, we got ourselves to a point in our lives where we have turned our back on God in different aspects, but nobody wants to deal with music anymore. Nobody wants to deal with the family because, boy, I tell you, you can tread on everything else, preacher, but don't you talk about their music. Because I'm going to tell you, it affects your life and it affects who you are and it affects what position you are in spiritually when you come to church. I hope and pray that you don't listen to a tear in my beer on the way here. That all rhymed. I know it. I've got this going. I'm telling you. I hope and pray. Don't tell me you're in a position to come and hear from God when you listen to AC/DC and Black Sabbath and everything else. Don't tell me you're in a position to hear from God when you come in here after that. Don't tell me. Don't tell me that. He says, bring me a minstrel. It affected him in a good way. Well, I tell you, there's days that I come over here that I just don't want to be here. It's the way it is. Welcome to life. But it's amazing to me, and I'm going to tell you, it never ceases to amaze me how I sit here and I don't want to be here. I just don't want to do it. There's just things going on in my life. I get into the flesh. That's why I love the singing we have here. I'm telling you, usually when I'm upset, usually when I'm down, usually when I'm having a hard time, I'll get the guys together and say, let's sing How Great Thou Art today. You all love to hear it. You don't understand. I love to sing it because it affects me. You start looking at some of these verses and actually reading the words, it'll start to affect. Why don't you? It's amazing to me. Amazing Grace, do you know that is still known throughout all the nation? Music doesn't affect you. You know the lyrics to Amazing Grace. I'm going to tell you, the vast majority of people that I do funerals for that have no connection to God whatsoever know the words to Amazing Grace. It's amazing to me how music has formed and shaped America and formed and shaped our young people and formed and shaped you. It's amazing to me how we give it so little thought and so little time. It's amazing to me that the music that we have in our cars and the music that we have in our lives and the music we have in our ears and in our thoughts is so far away from God. I'm not surprised that we're not seeing the great things anymore. I'm not surprised that we're not seeing God come down in miraculous ways anymore. We're spending so much time in the world and away from God, we don't even realize we're doing it. And I know this isn't going to go over well. I realize that. I understand it. But as a pastor of this church, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to know the truth about music. Bring me a minstrel. Bring me somebody that'll get me in a right frame of mind to hear from God. It's amazing. You look at this. I've heard many, many, many messages about this. Bring me a minstrel, he says. It came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Verse 16 says, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. This is one of the most profound things that God has ever done through a man, giving him this thought process and foresight that he could actually defeat the enemy by digging ditches. He could have never gotten this information before the minstrel came. He wasn't in the right frame of mind. Why don't I pray more? Because you listen to Elvis too much. Why don't I pray more? Why don't I think about godly things more? Because our idle time is taken up with things that the God of this world wants us to have. And yes, Satan is the God of this world. And boy, he's good at it. Brother Whitaker brought me some of the old master tapes from Dr. Jim and brought me some of the old master tapes from some of the songs and specials we've had in this church. And we're blessed here. I don't care what anybody, we're blessed here. Good singers here. There's no reason we can't have our car full of just the singing from here. There's no reason we can't have our cars filled with music that is good. I mean, it's amazing to me. Well, preacher, if you'd have some guitars and drums up here, you'd attract more people. Yeah, Bug Zapper attracts bugs too, but I don't think the end is that great. Bring me a minstrel. Bring me a minstrel that can get me in the right frame of mind. Give me a minstrel that can help us. Give me a minstrel because I can't think about God right now because I'm so mad. I'm so in the flesh. And by the way, it was right that he was in the flesh here. It was right that he was mad because he was mad about bad things. He was mad about a king that wasn't paying attention to what God wanted. He's mad about that. And you ought to hate sin, by the way. But he still needed to be in the right frame of mind to hear from God. And God protected his people. Music certainly has an effect. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. Starting in verse 19, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, in verse 19, "Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an electric guitar and drum set and played with his hand." David took a harp. You ever heard a harp played? You get somebody that really knows how to handle one of them things. Harp is the most beautiful thing you ever hear. My wife and I at our wedding had Elena Allen playing the harp. It was so pretty. Different. Just a different, beautiful sound. He played the harp. What happened? He played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. I believe Saul was a wicked man. I really do. I believe Saul was a wicked man that had no intentions of doing what God wanted him to do. Can you stay with me for 1 minute here? I'm trying to prove to you that music has an effect. I'm trying to prove to you that the things that we listen to allow to come in our ear gates really, really do make a difference in our lives. They really do. David came and played a harp. Saul, who was a wicked man, even a wicked man, the flesh departs from him after hearing a godly song on a harp. Well, it can't affect the lost. Oh, yes, it can. You know, I don't want visitors to come in here and hear a Christian rock band. You know, I don't want visitors to come in here and hear some kind of lounge player playing on the piano. I don't want Christians to come in here and see a bunch of drum sets and a bunch of guitar. You know why? They've got that out there. When they come in here, I want there to be a difference. I don't want the world. I said I don't want the world. I don't want the craziness that music brings. I don't want the attitude that music brings. I don't want the insanity that music brings. I don't want the thought that music brings. You know what I want? I want somebody to bring me a minstrel. I want somebody to go ahead and have a man come and play on the harp. I want the beauty of the pianos. I want the beauty of the organ. I want the beauty of the precious hymns of the faith. I want the beauty of godly people singing godly music unto godly people that want to hear from God. That's what I want. You say music doesn't affect you. Yes, it does, or you wouldn't have the argument. Saul says, I'm so mad. Bring me David. I don't know what to do. By the way, he was being absolutely afflicted by God. No doubt about it. The Bible tells it out. Saul's being afflicted by God because the people wanted a king, so they gave him Saul. He's been afflicted by God, and there he is listening to this beautiful, wicked man. But you introduce some godly music. It got him into a place of refreshment. Let me help you out a little bit. Godly music, this is my opinion. Godly music will refresh you. Worldly music can make you moldy as the day is long. You may like being moldy. I don't like being moldy. I know that music affects my life. I've showed you two examples. By the way, I've got several more. We're not done yet. I got a feeling my Sunday school class is going to be decimated over this subject. I really do. But I believe with all my heart this is what you need to know. You need to know that this world is fighting for you. This world is fighting for your life. This world is fighting for your daily thoughts. This world, if they can get you, by the way, let me help you out a little bit. The devil has no plan for your life, no plan whatsoever. Don't you think the devil has a plan? He has no plan for your life. He doesn't care what you do, as long as you don't do what God wants you to do. So as long as he can get you for 25 minutes to listen to Def Leppard, most of you don't even know what that is. I'm sorry. The Beatles, if he can get you to listen to the Beatles for 25 minutes and stay away from what God wants you to do, he's got a victory. Our lives, if you want to get closer to the Lord, if you want to get closer to the Lord, bring me a minstrel. I'm telling you, if you want to get closer to the Lord, bring me a minstrel. Elisha was in no position to make the decisions that God wanted him to make until he got out of the flesh. He was in the flesh. Isn't it amazing that he said, bring me a minstrel? The minstrel prayed a godly tune, and it got Elisha in the right place. It's not the music that gets you right with God. It's the music that gets you into a place where you can hear from God. Music's not more important than the preaching. Music sets up the preaching. This is going to be an interesting subject. I hope and pray you make it. I hope and pray you stick with me. I believe we can make a difference in our lives if we listen to the right kind of music. I really, really do. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you that you do allow music to change lives. I really do. Lord, I beg, oh God, I beg, let me get closer to you. Let me think more about you. Lord, let me get into the right music. Let me get in the right frame of mind. Let me never come off of the fact that there is a godly music. There is a right music. And Lord, we need to be all about that right music because that can help our lives. Lord, let's not let the world in. Lord, let's keep the world out, even through our music, which is so precious to us. Lord God, let it be precious to us in a way that you'd be pleased with. Because music really does have an effect. Lord, be with the services today. Oh, God, we need you. All the prayer requests we've heard this morning, we need you so badly. Lord, please come down in a special way. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll break for about...